The Wine Guy is presented on 92.1 WGHN by DSC Products, a manufacturer of cleaning products since 1983. DSC Products, locally owned and family operated. Visit dscprod.com for all their cleaning solutions. DSC Products, clean freaks and proud of it. Here now are the hosts of The Wine Guy on 92.1 WGHN, our in-house sommelier, Jeff Crutchmeyer and Jesse Bruce.
We are back today with a brand new episode, and before we start, we would like to say that we have a sponsor who has jumped on board, and they would like to, you know, make this little adventure happen every week. So we want to give a shout out to DSC Products. Jeff, you know a little about them because you went to school with the gal who runs the company. Tell everybody about DSC Products.
Yeah, DSC Products is a chemical company that supplies cleaning supplies to your industries. Mm-hmm. So whether they're a RV or your boats, any types of products like that, they have what you're looking for. Mm-hmm. Georgianne is a very good high school friend of mine. She is the owner and CEO of it. And her husband run a great little business.
Mm-hmm. And again, they will take care of such things as your carpet, your upholstery, hard surfaces, and so much more. If you want to learn more about them, their products, their services, and who they are, go to dscprod.com. That is dscprod.com. We thank them for coming on board and sponsoring The Wine Guy. Now, if you remember, if you've been listening in the chronology here, because we took an off week during Coast Guard Festival, that we had a two-part episode with our friend Andy O'Reilly, but we're back now. And we're in the middle of August, and we are going to be talking about what, good sir?
We are talking about American whiskey and bourbon, mm-hmm. and those that do not come from the Kentucky section. Okay. These actually are Ghost Hollow Distillery, and it is out of Quincy, Illinois.
Quincy, Illinois. All right.
And the good thing about this distillery is what I like about it is after speaking with the owners, they take a portion of all their profits, and it gets donated to a lot of the military services. They have a military foundation. So if you go on to ghosthollowdistillery.com, there's a section on there. It tells you all about the benefits for the militaries that they support, and then also for the special need children. Mm. So their money also goes for the special needs. Now, the family line in the military goes all the way back to great-great-grandfather. Father, he was in the military, and everybody since him on up has served. So this is their way of giving back to our servicemen.
And our way of supporting that giving back is by consuming what's in these bottles, and that's what we're going to do. And we have a kind of a cadre. We have some lovely sandwiches here, and we have some hot shots. The cultured people around here know what hot shots are. Chocolate-covered raisins from Frank's Market. That's where the hot shots came from. Hillbilly jerky, and then we got a couple things from the deli department here at the Grand Haven D&W.
We got a little smoke, the smoked meat from the smokehouse there at D&W, and I had them make it into a nice panini with some cheese and some tomatoes. This is just a custom special, mm-hmm. just for the show, just for me and you. Mm-hmm. And then I know that from Frank's Market, when I saw that bag of raisins in there, I knew, Jesse, I couldn't pass that up for you.
I do enjoy chocolate-covered raisins. I do. Well, no, because they're good. And my logic is there's fruit in there, so it is good for you.
And the last couple of shows, episodes, when I hit it, and didn't bring any desserts and stuff with us. So, you know, I kind of felt bad about that. So, you know, this is my way of making it up.
I understand. I appreciate that. And that's why we're going to keep you around. All right. Well, let's get cracking here. And whatever order you want to do these in. Yeah. Now, the thing to me, all these bottles look the same, but they're all different.
That is correct. Okay. That is correct. So the first one we're going to do is just an American whiskey. And it's an American whiskey. And the reason for that is because, like I said, these are not made in Kentucky. Mm-hmm. So it technically doesn't have the bourbon stamp onto it.
Yeah.
But they are made in the same way that a regular bourbon would be made.
Okay. So what is the first one we are having?
And the first one that we have is the Ghost Hollow. It is the American whiskey. It is a 98.6 proof. So this is going to be up there a little bit.
I'm actually writing this down. Okay, Ghost Hollow American, and it's 98 proof.
98.6.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, visually, looks clear. It's clear, you know, as a hero of mine, Edward Van Halen, once said, if I can't see through it, I ain't going to drink it. and then let's take a, it's got a gold tint to it, but let me take it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's strong. Oh.
But the smell of that is really good. It's got about like that apricot.
Yeah, if you want an apricot that'll clean out your sinuses, yes, if you do. But no, I mean, I get a hint of sugar on it.
Okay, yeah.
Hint of sugar.
Yeah.
Hint. Okay.
I get the nice little apricot on there. All right, well, let's get this taste out.
Oh, my ankles are getting numb. Okay, I'm just going to take a little hit here and take a little peach here. Ooh. Okay. Standing alone, that one was really smooth going down, but man, the minute it hit my throat, it was like a butterfly just fluttering all over, and like you can feel it down here in your chest.
Yep.
But I tell you what, I say this jokingly, but in a good way, the sinuses are loose.
Yeah.
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 If you've got a cold, start drinking whiskey. Unless you're a little kid.
If we were doing this in the wintertime, boy, we could go ahead and definitely clear off the sidewalks.
Well,
with this,
you could, but no, I mean, that's whiskey. There ain't no messing around. That's just whiskey.
That's really nice. It's smooth.
Yeah.
It wasn't, like I said, I did get the burn, but it wasn't like a harsh burn.
Yeah.
You know, when it went down, it was kind of a nice, smooth down burn.
It's a medicinal burn, but I mean that good. Like if you were congested, you would not be. And if for people who don't know, back in the day, that's how they used to do these things.
Yep. Like,
because my parents would tell me stories when they were kids, you know, my grandmother would say, you know, here, take a snort off this.
Yep.
It was the kind of thing you cannot do now. And we do not endorse that. So don't be an idiot and do that. But there was a time.
There was a time.
And go back to the old way. I mean, Little House on the Prairie. Hello. Yep. That's how they used to do things.
Yep. Yeah, it did have its benefits.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in some cases, the people who don't believe in today's medicine, they still would do.
Well, they believe in this medicine.
Yes, they do. So, now we have some jerkies here as well today. We have the honey sausage, the jerky.
Mm-hmm.
It's the honey barbecue.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have what's known as the hillbilly jerky.
Hillbilly jerky.
That's what it was. Hillbilly jerky.
Hillbilly jerky.
Hey.
You're going to have the hillbilly jerky. Yep. I'm going to have a little bit of the hot shot. All right, there we go. Because otherwise, the show would be 5 hours long.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so this is hot. And for those of you who don't know what hot shot is, it's like a sausage you can eat. You don't have to cook it.
Right.
It's kind of like a souped-up jerky. It's like a homemade, lovingly made, succulent Slim Jim is what it's like. They're called hot shots.
Now, the hillbilly, it's nice. Had a little sweetness to it, but it also has a little peppering. And then just something that gives it a little bit more spice. I don't know exactly what it is that they use to give it the spice, but it got a little bit of spice, but nice and sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm going to try and wash this down here with some of the Ghost Hollow whiskey.
This was interesting, and I'm sure there's some science in here, because I had the hot shot, and the hot shot sucked up a lot of the burst. It sucked up a lot of the, I said the butterfly effect in my throat, but it sucked up a lot of that big acid, you know, that taste.
Yep.
And
the alcohol.
And it did. And it made this, the hot shot, taste sweeter. To me, it tasted sweeter. And it went down. I mean, you can still tell it's whiskey. Don't get me wrong. Oh, you still can. but that really diffused the kick of the whiskey.
Yeah. And it's the same thing with the hillbilly jerky.
Mm-hmm.
It actually intensified the spiciness of the jerky.
Mm-hmm.
Not so much of the whiskey. The whiskey was, pretty much, in the same tone, monotone on there. But the jerky, in the jerky itself, when I was chewing it, I could definitely feel, the spices popping out of there in different areas of that jerky.
Mm-hmm.
So actually, that was pretty nice.
Not too bad. Not too bad.
Okay. Now we're going to have a straight bourbon whiskey on this one. And this is a straight bourbon whiskey. So this is made in the bourbon style fresh French oak barrels.
Mm-hmm.
And all products sourced from Kentucky.
Sourced from Kentucky, but that comes from Quincy, Illinois. Is that my understanding?
That's correct.
Okay. And then outside of geography, is there some great big difference? And, you know, is there, like, in the way they make it, is it different, or is it just geography?
In some ways, yes, it's different. You know, they can use, they have to use fresh, new oak barrels for mm-hmm. bourbon, mm-hmm. whereas in whiskey, they do not. Mm-hmm. And as far as the techniques and style, no, there is not a difference in there that they need to follow.
And I know we've talked about the barrels in the past, but mm-hmm. when the batch is done, what do they do with the barrel? Can they reuse it?
They do. They actually, a lot of the wineries will buy them, mm-hmm. and that's where you get some of the, wines that have been infused in bourbon barrels. Mm-hmm. They also use them for even some tequilas mm-hmm. are now using bourbon barrels to, get that flavor. So they are being reused and repurposed. A lot of times these barrels will get shipped over to Ireland mm-hmm. and over there, that's what they use for their whiskeys. Mm-hmm. So their whiskeys are actually made with a lot of used bourbon barrels because the Irish whiskey, as if you ever had one, which we'll do a show on that here closer into the season, mm-hmm. It's just a little smoother
yeah.
than the bourbon. It doesn't have what we call that peatiness, that woody flavoring in there. Mm-hmm. It's a little smoother, mm-hmm. and that's the reason why, is because it's not soaking all that up from the barrels.
Okay. All right, so anyway, this one now we have, this is the bourbon. Straight bourbon.
This is the straight bourbon.
Ghost Hollow straight bourbon from Quincy, Illinois. Color a little darker than the last one.
And the smell is more caramel.
Yes, there's a butterscotch. That kind of sweet smell.
Well, butterscotch.
Yeah, butterscotch.
That's even a little better description than yeah. I got it.
But not as...
Boy, you're getting trained well, yeah. my friend.
Right, there you go. Well, you know, you're in the fourth grade for 5 years. You're going to pick stuff up. Okay, there you go. And the smell is not so, like we say, smell's not so overpowering. Let's take a taste here. Just a couple of little taste. That was much easier. Much easier.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yep. I mean, there's a little burn. There's a little acidity on that, but not like the first one.
A little more, a little more sweeter.
A little more palatable.
Yeah.
A little more palatable. But again, I'm breathing good. If this is what you're looking for, if you just want that little kick, you go.
And with something, this has a little bit more flavor in my day. One more flavor profile comes out of it. Mm-hmm. Like you said, now that you mentioned it, subliminally, I now get that butterscotch mm-hmm. in there. That's really good.
Yeah.
Kind of like that.
And since it's sweet, I'm going to have one of these chocolate-covered raisins just to see how it affects that. And you're going to have the what?
I am going to take the... I'm going to go with the panini.
The panini?
The panini on this one.
All right, here we go. Right. Having the chocolate-covered raisin. Mm-hmm. Oh, they're good. Mm-hmm. Okay, here we go. Mmm! Oh, whew, okay. We got all sorts of things happening here. With the chocolate, it made the chocolate thicker.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you bit into it, and it's, I guess the best way to describe it, it's kind of like a microwave. It nuked it really quick, and then it just became this big explosion of chocolate. It brought out the fruit. It was very sweet. So it's a sweet-smelling bourbon. It's a sweet-moving bourbon, but it made sweet things very, very sweet.
It's funny, because I had it with the panini. Now, I got to give a little shout-out and kudos to Tim in the smokehouse there, who put this together. He did a great job. We have, like I said, we have the smoked pulled pork with some tomatoes and the cheese on here, the American cheese, and they made it into a panini bread, which they don't do for anybody. They're special for this show, mm-hmm. for this show only. But he did that, and let me tell you what, that bourbon... Mm-hmm. I literally thought that I could blow smoke out my nose.
Yeah.
It brought that smokiness right out of that meat.
Mm-hmm.
And I even right now as I'm talking, I feel like if I just had a cigarette or even like a cigar, like I got that smokiness inside my mouth. It's just a feeling mm-hmm. out there. It's a good flavor. Mm-hmm. It's a meaty smoke flavor. I don't get the burn from the bourbon mm-hmm. at all,
mm-hmm.
but I did get that little nice sweetness there at the end, which I'm kind of enjoying.
Yeah.
I didn't need the raisins there, and it looks like I'm not going to really get too much of them if I don't jump on that bandwagon soon. that right there, that was really good. I like that combination. It gives a little bit of sweetness, but it had that nice smokiness because I like my meat when they're smoky like that.
Mm-hmm. Indeed,
Have you ever had a bourbon, like an old-fashioned, where you can actually do the smoke? You can smoke them. Mm-hmm. You get a smoker, and you put them on there, and it actually infuses the smoke into the drink. That's what it was like without having to do the whole process of doing the smoking. Well, that was actually really good.
Very cool. Yes, he has more. Mm-hmm. Again, you're listening to The Wine Guy here on 92.1 WGHN, brought to you by DSC Products. All right, we're up for drink number three.
Now, this one here is going to be a straight rye whiskey.
Straight rye whiskey.
Yeah. Now, in my past experience, ryes have always been a little sweeter. Some people say ryes are not sweeter, but I guess that's all depends on your palate.
Yeah.
And I, you know, I get a lot of people, most generally people, if you're getting a gift for somebody and you don't know what their palate is, kind of stay away from the ryes.
Yeah.
Because rye is like that step where, if you don't know, don't go there. Stick with just your regular straight bourbon, straight whiskeys. Stay with that. Don't get them a rye unless you absolutely know they like a rye, because it does, as you'll find out here, it does have its own distinct taste.
Okay, because when you're talking about rye, I was thinking of like Faygo rye soda. That's what I was thinking of. Because it has a very vanilla, sweet, welcoming flavor.
Yeah.
Smell, I should say. But I'll take a snort here, and here we go.
Yeah.
Here, take a little. Tick-tick.
And this does have that vanilla.
Yeah.
This has.
Okay. Well, now that, definitely there was some burn on that, but not as much as the first one.
Mm-hmm.
I can feel it on my tongue.
A little bit more than the bourbon.
Yeah. It was very. What's the word I'm looking for here? There is a sweetness to it, but it's very minimal in the profile.
Yeah.
It's just sort of like in the background.
Yeah.
Wow, I can feel my tongue. Holy cow.
But I'm getting a vanilla flavor out of them. That's what I'm getting. I get a vanilla flavor. It's smooth, like you said. It's not as hot.
Yes.
And, you know, it's burning as the whiskey was.
Yeah.
Definitely a tad bit tamer than the bourbon.
Mm-hmm.
Not by much, but the funny thing is, they're both at the same proofage.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're looking right up there at 98.6.
Yeah.
So
that's room temperature. Human temperature. Yeah. No, it's that's
that. And I like the smell. The smell of this.
No, that's very.
Actually,
it's a very welcoming smell. It's very nice. Very nice. Very nice indeed.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to have a bite of the sandwich here.
And I am going to go with the applewood with. Sausage, or if you like to call it the popper.
Hot shot. Here we go. All right, so we got a little tomato on here, got a little meat, got a little cheese. It's like that Canadian stuff rolling in right now. Whoa! This is what it honestly. First of all, the meat tastes amazing. But when the beverage hit the meat, it was like I was standing over a campfire.
Ah.
Like you're right over a campfire, and that smoke is going right up your nose.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very smoky. Very, very, yeah. But don't get me wrong. Good. It was good. That's what I had. Very smoky is what I got out of that. What'd you get?
Now, with this barbecue stick that I had right here, that flavor sweetness was delicious.
Yeah.
It was really, really good. It brought out, it almost gave it a little honey flavor. That's what I got. I got like a little bit of a honey flavor on the back end on there. That seemed to really like smooth things down. I like the rye. And it's kind of funny, and I'm going to be honest with you, I've always not been a good fan of rye. Mm-hmm. I've always kind of stayed away when I did my judgings. I've always kind of, you know, shied away from the rye if I could. When times that I wasn't able to, I had to do rye, I would do those. I'm not a big fan of them. But this one here, I could actually just kind of sit. And I would almost, if I saw it on the menu, I would actually order it.
Yeah.
This is very good.
Yeah. Yeah.
I enjoyed that one immensely. And it brought out the, like I said, the sweetness of your little barbecue stick.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
Well,
that's a good, combo.
I think the lesson that I learned here is that rye and whiskey is not the same as rye and Faygo. It's a different thing. Whole. Rock and Rye is not this.
Rock and Rye is not the same as Ghost Hollow Distillery Rye.
No, it is not.
You are listening to The Wine Guy on 92.1 WGHN, brought to you by DSC Products. Visit dscprod.com for all their cleaning solutions.
At DSC Products, we're clean freaks and proud of it. We don't believe in the 5-second rule. We give each other scrub brushes as gifts. And we've been creating cleaning products our competitors wish they had since 1983. From the highest quality carpet and upholstery chemicals to expert training and support, we'll save you time, money, and those ew faces from customers. We're more than a supplier. We're your partner in crime against dirt. DSC Products. Clean freaks. And proud of it. Find us at dscprod.com. DSC Products. We don't just manufacture solutions. We are the solution.
You are listening to The Wine Guy on 92.1 WGHN, brought to you by DSC Products. Visit dscprod.com for all their cleaning solutions.
Again, folks, you're listening to The Wine Guy here on 92.1 WGHN, presented by DSC Products. I'm Jesse Bruce, our sommelier in residence, Jeff Crutchmar here. And this week we are sampling Ghost Hollow Distillery out of Quincy, Illinois. And this next one up on the On Deck Circle is, this is Heartwood Finish Straight Bourbon Whiskey finished with toasted pecan wood.
And it is a barrel proof.
It's a barrel proof.
If you don't know what barrel proof is that when they get these barrels, they will go ahead and whatever proof that it is at that time, when they will pour it to that proof. Otherwise, they can manipulate it to stay with like your 80 proofs, your 90 proofs, mm-hmm. or your 100 proofs. They can manipulate them to stay at those points. But this right here, when it's a barrel proof, mm-hmm. what it is what it is. And yep. this actually comes out. Are you ready for this one?
Yeah.
117.1 proof.
Oh, gee. Wow.
Yes, sir.
So now, when you say it comes out of the barrel, I mean, I think we're so used to food being processed in such a way, but with whiskey or bourbon or anything like that, mm-hmm. so when they put it in the barrel, mm-hmm. and then it comes out of the barrel, it just goes in the bottle and that's it.
That's it.
There's no additives, no preservatives,
That's correct. That's correct. They taste it as it matures. Mm-hmm. They taste it, and when it gets to the master distiller's palate taste, mm-hmm. that's what he thinks is right. That's what he wants. That's when they'll pull it out and start pouring it.
Okay.
So,
all right. Well.
Otherwise, so if they're going to do it, if there's a particular flavor and a particular proofing they want, they will then pour all the barrels into a big vat, mm-hmm. into a big steel container, manipulate it. Mm-hmm. By different chemistries, but different ways that we can manipulate it and then get it to that proofing and then pour it into the. But a lot of the diehard, quote unquote, diehard bourbon guys and whiskey guys, the barrel proofs are pretty much the ones you go after because you actually get the flavor, that it's from those barrels.
Okay.
Right there.
All right. Well, let's get after this barrel right here.
And especially being finished in a pecan wood. That's good to have that gives it that nice little flavor that mm-hmm. hopefully we'll be able to pull out of there.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, this is a little darker than what's been coming out of the chute.
What?
A little, not much. A little. Okay. Whew. Boy. Tell you.
And right. That's funny because you get the coloring from your bourbon and your whiskey actually by the burning of the barrel from the barrel itself because all whiskey and bourbon stuff come out white just like moonshine. So it
white
is
lightning,
white,
as they say.
White lightning.
Yeah.
And then like I said, they could add the colors into it like with caramel mm-hmm. or like I said, it's the how deep they burn down. There's different numbers and coating mm-hmm. that they use to be able to burn the insides of these barrels to get different darkness, different flavor. So you can either get a lightly flavored or you can get a heavily flavored. Mm-hmm. So there are ways to get that.
Okay. Very strong, sweet, thick smell. vanilla, caramel, butterscotch.
Ooh.
Yeah.
All three, yeah.
Yeah, all right. Boy. There. All right, there.
My God, I couldn't have put that even in better words.
Yep, there you go. It's like a butterscotch candy, yeah. One of those big caramels.
And you look at the legs when you push on the side there, and mm-hmm. you watch the legs form mm-hmm. on the side of the glass there.
Yeah,
that tells you basically how thick it is. It's the alcohol that is burning off.
Yeah,
and that on there is really some nice looking legs.
Yeah,
I like that.
Well, let's.
Sure. Are you ready? Okay. Are you ready for the challenge?
I'm ready for the challenge.
All right.
Here we go. 5, 4, 11, 3, 2. Let's get it. Okay. Let's take a little sip here.
All right.
Okay. Light. Well. Very light. Oh, it's in my eardrums now. very light. Goes down quick. Goes mm-hmm. down smooth. And then it's like it hits down in here.
Yeah.
Right about your heart. And then, boom, it just goes off.
But, yep.
Of all of these, probably the one that I could have more of than just a sip or two.
Yeah.
It's not too overpowering.
This is smooth for 117 proof.
Yeah.
This was really smooth.
Yes.
I like that, you know, smoother than the other ones at the 90.
Yeah.
This one here was really nice, really smooth, and very caramely, very flavorful.
Yes.
You know. The pecan, I didn't get that too much,
mm-hmm.
but I did get that butterscotch. I did get that caramel in there. I think that was a really nice one.
Yeah.
I mean, that's one that, as you said, I could definitely have more than one.
Yeah. So it's 117 proof. Because I'm actually looking here online. I'm just like, how many proof is gasoline? Mm-hmm. Ethanol is 85.
Yeah.
So this is stronger than what you put in your car.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my. Okay. Yeah. Well, I'm going to have some hillbilly jerky.
And I'm going to try the panini with this one.
There you go. We'll have a little hillbilly jerky here. Right. Ah, of course, you know, whiskey comes from the hills, okay, of Quincy, Illinois. nice and salty.
Apparently at Frank's Market there, the hillbilly jerky is their one of choice.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's very smoky just before I had anything like this. To add to it here. Okay, here we go. Take a big breath. Oh, pepper. Oh, he's just looking at my face when this stuff goes off. Wow.
Okay. That one there cleared out my sinuses.
Yeah, it did.
The food, when I could have drank this all by itself.
Yeah.
But to have to finish my meal,
mm-hmm.
I tell you what, I'm going to need a fire extinguisher right next to me.
Yeah.
Because that there, that brought the smokiness from the smokehouse pork there. That pulled that out like there's no. My eyes are watering right now. As a matter of fact,
yeah, yeah.
And yeah, that one there. I'm telling you what. Well, my doctor could have no problem finding anything inside my
your lungs.
My lungs.
No congestion.
Woo.
No, pulmonarily, you'll be looking rather good.
Clearer the bell. Huh?
Yeah. No, I had that with the hillbilly jerky, and when it hit, it was like the one thing that it was funny as it was all coming together. It was like pepperoni, like a really, really spicy
mm-hmm.
pepperoni.
Yep.
Very hot, spicy pepperoni. I mean, it was an enjoyable experience. I mean, yep. You feel alive and. Oh, the little heart's going pitter-patter, but definitely that was some good stuff right there. Good stuff. And again, that was the...
That was the hardwood finish, the straight bourbon whiskey in the toasted pecan wood.
Toasted pecan. Maybe that's what gives it that little spice and stuff.
No, I just had it, just another sip afterward just to kind of see. And the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
It was smooth by itself.
Yeah.
I could do that. But, oh, my gosh, with that food?
Yeah. Well, like so many things, you put whiskey with the wrong thing or the right thing, and interesting things happen.
That's correct. And that's the reason for this show. That's like,
because we talk about pairings.
Yeah.
Because if you have a proper pairing, you're going to have a good time.
You are listening to The Wine Guy on 92.1 WGHN, brought to you by DSC Products. Visit dscprod.com for all their cleaning solutions.
Uh-oh, red wine on the white carpet. And that's not just a stain, that's a family heirloom stain in the making. Lavender Presset from DSC Products, the fast-acting water-based dye remover that laughs in the face of grape juice, Kool-Aid, wine, soda, food coloring, you name it. No fumes, no flammable solvents, safe anywhere. Carpets, countertops, whiteboards, gone in seconds. So go ahead, live dangerously with your beverages. Presset has your back. Visit DSCProd.com. DSC Products. We don't just manufacture solutions, we are the solution.
You are listening to The Wine Guy on 92.1 WGHN, brought to you by DSC Products. Visit DSCProd.com for all their cleaning solutions.
All right, we got one more left here in the queue.
We got another one. We got the hardwood finish. This is the straight rye whiskey.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, again, like I said, my English is not always all that great. I know nine languages, but I'm going to have you pronounce the name of that wood.
Hardwood finish, straight rye whiskey, finished with toasted Amburana wood.
Amburana wood.
So I'm assuming okay. Amber, maybe like a... Like
Amburana
a,
wood.
Some
all right.
Spice
so
there.
I'm going to go with that because I'm not an expert on the English language nor that wood type.
All right, there you go.
There we go.
All right. So this one.
That's a little darker.
No, there's a little shade in the old profile there.
Yeah.
Okay. Nose is running, excuse me.
Ooh, all right. Nice and sweet. Oh, boy. This one here is almost like
candy. Oh, that's like a perfume.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like a perfume. Oh, that yeah. Almost like a, I'm getting a cotton candy off that.
Ah.
That's like a very like a light sweet, not like a chocolate.
No.
Oh wow! Like a almost like a confection.
Yeah, like a, yeah.
Yeah, confection like, sugar that yep. kind of thing. Yeah. Okay, so I'm intrigued now. So let's yeah. take a sip of this and watch my teeth fly out of my head. All right, here we go. Whew. All right, I'm gonna take a. This is the most whiskey I've drank in well at least 4 or 5 days. Okay, here we go. Take a little hit here.
Mmm.
Okay.
That's good.
Ooh. Well, that was... Whoa! Generals gathered in their masses. Holy cow. That was the most unique of all. I drank that, and it was like a burst of cinnamon.
Yes.
And it actually has flavor. Some of this stuff does not have that much flavor.
Right,
this
right.
has a flavor to
this
it.
This has a flavor profile.
But holy oh. hot jumping Pete, when it hit my tongue, good Lord.
To me, it was in there. It was like a hidden ninja.
Yeah.
And it was there. I could taste it. It was fine. And all of a sudden, when I swallowed, and it got done, it even before it hit my lungs.
You knew.
This thing just like came out with all swords fighting.
Yeah.
Boom. And I'm looking at the bottle, and the one thing we didn't say.
Yeah.
It's 120
proof. 120
proof. So it is the hottest of all the five here that
ooh,
we've had.
Ooh, doggy. There you go. 120 proof. 120 proof. 120 proof, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
Well.
So that was just on the taste. Now, I'm real intrigued to find out how this is going. But with the sweetness.
Yeah.
I know you're looking at it. I know you're looking at it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're looking at them right there. I think I'm going to hit the raisins as well.
All right, you take the raisins. I'll mix it up a little bit.
Okay.
I'll have some more sandwich.
All right.
Because I found the bread kind of sops up some of the
yeah.
the kick there.
But I'm just thinking with that sweetness, that's what I'm counting on, mm-hmm. that little sweetness on there.
Oh, ho, ho, ho. Wow. Oh. Whoa, goodness.
Mm.
I have a million things happening right now. I have smoke, I have pepper. It brings out the flavor of the meat, very succulent, very juicy. It's 120 proof. That was the strongest thing that we've had here today, by far.
Yeah.
Enjoyable, don't get me wrong, enjoyable, but wow, you're not messing around with that.
I'm telling you what. And I'm going to suggest this to you. Taste it with the raisins. Oh my God, the chocolate, it's milk chocolate, which smoothed down the burn of this, this bourbon here,
mm-hmm.
straight rye whiskey.
Mm-hmm.
It smoothed it down, and I tell you what, it is so good.
Mm.
Isn't that?
Oh yeah.
Oh my gosh.
The big melt, yeah, melts.
You don't get that burn, but you get that sweetness, Now, this, as a finger food, as if I was sitting in the, out in the garage,
yeah.
this I would have with a finger food with it
yeah.
without having that big burn.
Yeah.
I could actually finish a nice big glass of that.
No.
And also, I want to go ahead and emphasize, if you put an ice cube mm-hmm. in there, it brings the flavor of the the whiskey and the bourbon out. And the burn kind of tames down
a little bit
down on
there. A little bit.
Right. So, and like I said, you don't want the water to mix in it.
Yeah.
It's basically the ice cube with the coolness.
Mm-hmm.
So even if you don't want to do that, you can actually put the bourbon or your bottle of whiskey in the freezer.
Yeah.
And then just pull it out and sip it that way.
Yeah.
If you don't want any of the water dilution
yeah.
in there.
The It was funny, like, it got a hold of that chocolate. It's almost like the whiskey gets a hold of the chocolate and grabs it by the collar and says, you can be sweeter. That's what it's doing. But definitely. Whoa. Okay. Well, my third eye is firmly open, and I'm breathing quite normally here. So a couple of things. First of all, we're going to review the bourbons in just a second, but you're listening to The Wine Guy on 92.1 WGHN, presented by DSC Products, our new sponsor. We're really thankful they're on board here. He's our sommelier in residence, Jeff Kretschmeyer. I'm your host, Jesse Bruce. One more time, Mr. Kretschmeyer, run through everything, and then we'll tell people about our special deal.
Yeah. Well, the whole lineup is definitely the Ghost Hollow Distillery out of Quincy, Illinois. And the first one we had was just their American whiskey, their straight American whiskey. There, and then the next one that we had after that was the straight rye whiskey,
mm-hmm.
and then we went from there into the straight bourbon whiskey, and we talked a little bit about the difference between the rye and the regular, as well as the whiskey versus the bourbon, and then from there we went all the way to now. The barrel proof, the hardwood finish, straight bourbon whiskey, toasted pecan wood on there. And then the last one that we just had, which was the 120 proof, was the hardwood finish, straight rye whiskey finish in the Amburana.
Hold up so I can read it again there. Amburana wood.
So, and that, even though it was 120, it was the highest proofing of all of them. That to me was probably the smoothest and the best flavor profile one that we had.
Well, it didn't take no prisoners. That's for sure.
That it did not.
Did not take no prisoners, that's for sure. All righty. Folks, as always here on 92.1 WGHN, the products that we've talked about, they're all available at the Grand Ave Indian W. And we are going to be giving away a $20 gift card to the Grand Ave Indian W. And if you want to be in the running for that, it's very simple because this show airs Saturday mornings at 10, okay? But we tend to put it up online a day, maybe 2 days before, and then you can listen to it whenever you want. All you have to do is go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/921WGHN, and then like the post with the show on it. And then when you do that, you're automatically in the running for a chance to win the $20 gift card. And then what we will do is sometime between the airing of the show and the next show, we'll get a hold of you. We'll let you know that you won. And then you can go out to the courtesy desk at the Grand Ave Indian W and pick up the gift card. And there, that's how we do that. He is Jeff Kretschmeyer. I'm Jesse Bruce here. And this has been The Wine Guy on 92.1 WGHN. And remember, every pour tells a story.
The Wine Guy is brought to you on 92.1 WGHN by DSC Products, a manufacturer of cleaning products since 1983. DSC Products, locally owned and family operated. Visit dscprod.com for all their cleaning solutions. DSC Products, clean freaks and proud of it.